Today we're talking about the fourth of the 48 ways, Bidat Alev, the understanding of the heart. Human beings are complicated. We're souls, completely spiritual entities put into bodies, physical entities. We have a mind, we have emotions, we have physical desires, we have a Yetzer Hara that pushes us in the wrong direction. We make choices based on the complex interaction of all those parts. For any human being, it is crucial to be aware of what is going on inside of him or her, why he or her is doing what they're doing. Without that, we are like a car driven by a driver who doesn't know how to drive. An accident is inevitable. Bina Talev is the tool to develop our inner ability to access the workings of our different parts and to understand the different and often conflicting parts that make up who we are. In the Western world, when a person feels they don't understand what is going on inside of them, they may go to a psychologist. The psychologist will ask them questions about themselves and guide them to deeper insights. A good psychologist can make a tremendous difference in a person's life. But if you know how to use Bina Talev, you can be your own psychologist. Ask the right questions to yourself and listen with your mind to the answers that come back. So what do you especially need to understand, or what questions will help you get that understanding? The most basic understanding for any human being is to recognize they are a soul with a body. The soul wants to be good, to be meaningful, to be great, to accomplish meaningful things. The body wants rest and relaxation, to avoid pain. The two are in conflict. What question will help you map out this internal conflict that's in every human being? Ask yourself, what do I want and what do I feel like? Wants are long-term goals. I want to have a happy family. I want to grow in wisdom. Feel likes are short-term desires. I feel like watching TV tonight, talking over family issues. I feel like reading a novel instead of a book with wisdom about life. We all have many wants and many feel likes. If we write them all down and see how they conflict with each other, we can understand many of the issues we deal with daily. A second understanding can come from asking yourself, which of those wants is one that motivates me the most? It isn't enough to know what we should want. We all should want to change the world and make it a better place, to achieve real wisdom in life, to have a loving family. But what is it you really do want, that your emotions want also? Discovering what is really motivating you is the inner power of a human being. A third understanding comes from asking yourself, what is preventing you from doing what you really want to do? If you really want to make a difference in the world and don't feel that you are doing it, why aren't you? Are you feeling trapped by work? Or do you lack the self-confidence? Or are you too lazy to take the time to think about what could be done? Or are you waiting for someone else to inspire you? Or are you rationalizing that nothing can be done anyway? Any of those could be the correct answer for you, and you wouldn't necessarily know until you ask yourself. Once you know, you can work on changing yourself to do what you want to do. A person who has really mastered the art of Bina Talev will have extra sources of knowledge beyond what other people have. The rabbis say that a person can't do a good thing without feeling good about it, or a bad thing without feeling bad about it. The person who really knows himself or herself can sometimes use that as a guide for conduct. If you don't know yourself yet, be careful. Our desires can affect our ability to be in touch with our inner knowledge, so check your intuitions out with someone else. These are only some of the most basic points about Bina Talev. The subjects for introspection are vast, and each piece you know about yourself makes you a deeper person. You are the most fascinating person you will ever have a chance to meet, and the only one you can really get to know.